This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. The ministry said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. All media platforms, news agencies and social media users have been advised to exercise utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to existing laws and regulations while reporting on matters concerning defence and other security-related operations. Delhi government has extended the deadline for the Pakistani nationals whose visa has been suspended after the Pehelgam terror attack from 26 April to 29 April. Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood appealed to all citizens to help identify Pakistan nationals overstaying in the national capital and inform the nearest police station immediately. Delhi government in its statement said that in pursuance of the decision of the centre to suspend the visa services to Pakistani nationals, all existing visas issued to Pakistani nationals stands revoked with immediate effect. World leaders continue to reach out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity with India following the Pehelgam terror attack. President Masoud Pezeshkian of Iran called Prime Minister Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir and conveyed his condolences for the victims. President of UAE Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan called Mr. Modi and conveyed condolences on the loss of lives in the terror attack. He strongly condemned the attack and expressed full solidarity and support with India. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat today emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but so is teaching a lesson to oppressors. Speaking at an event to mark the release of the book, The Hindu Manifesto, in New Delhi, Mr. Bhagwat said that India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when the youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said, with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister said, in a few days, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is going to be organized in Mumbai. He said, at the center of this event are the youth of the country.
कुछ ही दिन बाद मुंबई में वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंड एंटरटेनमेंट समिट यानी वेव्स 2025 का आयोजन होने जा रहा है। मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है। एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को investors or industry leaders se judne ka mauka milega.
The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. Pope Francis has been laid to rest at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome following his funeral at St. Peter's Basilica. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, who led the funeral service, presided over the solemn proceedings. The service was attended by world leaders, clergy and thousands of mourners. Presidents, prime ministers, royalty and religious leaders gathered to pay their final respects to Pope Francis. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 202 runs before hosts Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.